Welcome to Shomar Shofan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishvas, Aram Yaakov Sholem, and Leah Basitzchok. We hold the woman, Tzia Daf Lamites. The one at the end of the base brings a story that Rabbi Chama's brother came, and he says, I don't recognize you. And says the Gemara, that makes sense, that could be true. Says the Gemara, we find that by Yosef HaTzadik, that when Yosef was speaking to his brothers, they did not recognize them. And what's the reason they did not recognize him? Because when he left, he did not have a chasima zokon. He did not have a beard. But now he had a beard, so they did not recognize him. And obviously, this is very hard to understand. Because we see people all around that start growing beards, and they're very recognizable. It's very easy to recognize a person who has a beard. So what does it mean that Yosef, they didn't recognize him because he did not have chasima zokon? So there's a few interesting explanations in the Mefarshim, and we'll see how can we combine them to one. The Me'iri, Pirush Me'iri, on Mishle, Perichov Pasuk Yudalef, he explains that when a person speaks to somebody else, a person should not focus on the external part of the Adam. He needs to focus on what's internal. Someone who's very young, but if he's a big Chacham, so internally he's very great. Someone can be very old, but if internally he's a Ksil, he's someone who's a Tipesh, so the fact that he's very old outside doesn't make him more Chashuv. He goes on to say, that's what it means, that the Achim of Yosef did not recognize him, meaning they did not look on his internal value, but Yosef did recognize their value. There was a difference of how they approached each other when there were a time of conflict. So the Yosef, the brothers of Yosef, Lo Hikiru, did not recognize who Yosef is. And Yosef did recognize them. Still not understood. So what does it mean in the Pasuk? They didn't recognize him because they didn't look on his internal value. But you can add to this, that Yonasan Aibishitz says, what's the idea of Chasima Zokon that Gemara mentions over here? Because the Zokon, when we're talking about the biggest Giluim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, it's called in the name of Chazal, Dikno, the beard. And that beard of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, refers to the Midas HaRachamim, the Lifni Mishur HaSadim that Kodesh Baruch Hu has in the world. So Yonasan Aibishitz explains that when the brothers of Yosef dealt with him, they did not see the beard, meaning they did not have Midas Rachman. They didn't do Lifnim Shurasadim, that's why they sold him to Mitzrayim. But Yosef, on the hand, when they came to him, he saw the beard. He connected the concept of Rachamim, and he did have Rachmonos on them. And with this, some of the Sifri Chassidim go on to bring out, to continue this point of Yonasan Aibishitz, to explain more in the level that we can understand. And for example, the Bisyakov, Rav Yaakov Liner, and Parshas Mikitzes says, that if Dikno refers to the Gedusha, to the highest level of Gilui, the Pshat is that the brothers of Yosef did not recognize the Gedusha of Yosef. And maybe he adds that they didn't even recognize their own Gedusha. And taking all this together, we could come to a Pshat, which seems to be very clear in the Gemara. The brothers of Yosef, when they saw Yosef, they didn't see who Yosef could be. They just saw a brother which they considered to be someone who does not deserve to be a king, someone who does Lashon Hara, someone who deserves to be sold to the midstream, someone who deserves to die. They didn't see the Maila of Yosef HaTzadik is going to be king. And this really brought them the Rishonim and Chumash, that when they come in, they see Yosef talking to them, and they see a king. This king is not the one that they expected. According to everything that we saw before, they knew Yosef without Chatima Zokon. The Zokon represents the Pnimius, the Gdusha, the Maila of Adam. They saw him only externally. They didn't see the Maila of Yosef. Now the Yosef comes. Yosef is b'chatima zokon. Yosef is in his godless. Yosef is in his Maila. Yosef is in the highest level. They don't recognize this person. They know a person that they saw as a very small person. This is a great big king. This is not someone that they recognize. They did not recognize the essence of the person. And we're not talking about here the physical appearance. And this is a yisoid gadol in life. That's what the Meir is telling us. Don't look at a person from the external part only. You have to see who the person, who is he? What is he in his essence? That's how you recognize somebody. That's the Hakara. They missed that Hakara. So when Cain Yosef in his godless, they did not recognize this person. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shom email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshom@gmail.com.